This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
About a payroll tax cut to try to reverse the economy that looks weak. In the meantime, there's alligators climbing fences in Jacksonville, Florida, and that is all the rage because people are sharing the video and talking about it in this country anyway. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, where are we? At this point, part of where we are is worried. We're worried about the economy. A strong majority, 74% of U.S. business economists, say it looks like it could be a recession in the U.S. by the end of 2021. Now, where does this come up? You know, where did all these economists be? Where were they surveyed? Where were they hanging out? Well, of course, there's an association for everything. The National Association for Business Economics released a report where they surveyed economists across the board, as many as they could find, and what the survey showed is they believe a slowing economy will tip into a full-blown recession in 2021. Now, that's up from 25% in the February survey, and because it's 35% is the number of the economists who think that. There are 38% of those polled who predicted that a recession will happen next year. That's down from 42% in February. And then 77% in February. They expected a recession either this year, or next year, or in 2021. Well, gee, it could happen in the next couple of months, or maybe next year, or maybe the year after that. I could have told you that. But the president has to be concerned about it because, one, just from a personal point of view of wanting to be reelected, it is about the economy. If the economy's down, people are depressed, worried, mouths to feed, worried about retirement and everything else in between. You know what happens when the economy is bleak. What happened was the tariffs, which in a way you can't continue to take bullying by China, but in the other sense, the problem is the tariffs. The tariffs really made China angry, and they decided to dig their heels in, and the trade between the U.S. and China, the two biggest global economies, has plunged. So one move, the president wisely decided last week to postpone until December 15th tariffs on about 60% of an additional $300 billion with a B of Chinese imports. So think about that, imports, and what does that mean? So there's a reprieve here. What does that mean? Anyone buying anything from China, which is, guess what, a ton of the people that you do business with. I've done this in the past. Look around your house. The obvious thing is turning over what you're buying and seeing if it's made in China. But you don't know the parts in your phones, in your iPads, in your other electronics that are actually made somewhere else, and so much of that is made in China, that gets yanked and it's subject to high tariffs, and then you're going to feel the pinch. You're going to feel the pinch of that, and that's the bottom line. So re-election does depend on a decent economy. Nobody wants to have a horrible economy and be struck by that when you have kids going to college, kids coming out of college, whatever your financial picture looks like. This doesn't look good for the people who live in Kansas and Oklahoma. When I'm saying this, not the economy, because they're concerned just like the rest of us, but the fact that they've been hit with 65 earthquakes. I tested this out, called a couple people I know, and it is true. Within the last week, who knew? What a crazy year for seismic activity. We've had a bunch of quakes in California that we've talked about, but I didn't realize how awful it was in Kansas. 11 earthquakes in 5 days? Yeah. 2.4, not, you know, something crazy sky high off the Richter scale, but not good either. when you keep getting one after another and then they keep increasing and people are saying they're feeling them. Oklahoma has had even more earthquakes than Kansas over the past 7 days. 65 earthquakes between the two states. 65 of them. You know, in California, everybody's obsessed with the big one. When's the big one coming? I lived in California, I don't know, 20 years ago, and that's what everybody would talk about then. I mean, not every moment, because you'd be talking about, they'd be talking about movie stars or their brushes with fame or whatever else was going on. But certainly that was discussed, so much so I kept thinking, oh, please, please don't have the big one happen when I'm here. Please, I know nothing about earthquakes. I know I have water in my car. I'm ready to go. But if the earth cracks wide open, how safe are you? And you know what's interesting? As much as earthquakes are talked about in California, only 13% of all California homeowners actually have earthquake insurance. Because you lose the home, you lose the home, I guess. If the earth is ripping up your house, oh well. Because Californians, I think Californians know, or some of them think that they're in a grace period, right? But is it borrowed time? If I'm in California and I start to see these earthquakes in other places, I start to wonder, what in the heck? Is this going to roll us? Are we going to get another horrible earthquake? Just another thing to worry about, right? I think when you live there, and like when I live there, that's the deal. When you live there, you know that it's a possibility, like I said. And so the people around me mostly were Californians, and they just took it for granted. Okay, yeah, there's going to be a big one. When? Who knows? And that's just the way it rolls. Rain sometimes brings out the gators in the great state of Florida. Some of the videos I've seen recently, I have to tell you about them. There was a video of a gator, big gator, climbing the fence at the Naval Air Force Base. Wow. I mean, just like it was nothing, just scaling it. For some reason, people think, oh, they're klutzy, they're awkward. No, they're quick. And then I saw, and this is all over the place, you can see these videos, but picture this. You live in St. Petersburg, beautiful area in Florida, not too far from Tampa, and it's raining. And I don't know if it's the rain that's brought the gator out there or what, it could. But suddenly, it seems like it's a giant puddle, so why not? A gator jumps into your swimming pool. It's in your pool. You look out, and then you see, oh my gosh, there's a gator. And of course, because of the pouring rain, there was a place that I frequent. In fact, I will be going for a speech to Tampa in a couple of weeks in a place where I spend some time off of Gandy Boulevard in Tampa, because people know I love, and maybe you don't. There's a place called Wawa. It's a convenience store. It's really awesome. They have all kinds of coffee, and it started in Philly and South Jersey, and they have them all over Florida. That Wawa that I go to, right there at the traffic light, somebody took a picture of a pretty big gator that was right there in the middle of the lane, just walking across the road. I have a feeling I might be shooting some gators and posting them on my Facebook. A reason that you do want to go to Facebook if I do happen to catch the occurrence. We can count. It's all about the numbers, baby. We're talking about that next.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonies. testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Numbers everywhere. Here's one of my favorites. Disneyland decided they were going to honor a woman who came up with an admission ticket from 1985. Boy, a lot of things have changed since 1985, but she held on to that ticket, and they decided, you know what, we're going to honor that pass. I think that's pretty good. She was allowed in with not even a surcharge, nothing, period. She was a woman from Canada. She was planning a trip to Disneyland with a mother, aunt, and daughters and a whole bunch of people, and she didn't get to do it when she was going in 1985. She was just 14 years old. And so, and that was a big year, because that was the year Disneyland in Anaheim, California. Remember, that's where it is. It celebrated its 30th birthday then. And the admission ticket, you ready for this? Here's the big news. What do you think an admission ticket into Disneyland back then cost? 85. $16.50. Now it's over $100. And that's if you don't get the, you know, you get the fast pass and everything else, because otherwise you'll be in line forever. Wow, how crazy is that? Good for them. Right? Disney does do magical things. and that was a very smart, magical thing to do. Thank goodness Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his beautiful young baby and wife, dog, and the pilot survived a horrific plane crash. Honestly, I don't know how they survived that crash. Because that jet, it was just reduced to nothing. So finally, people were waiting to hear from Earnhardt. I'm sure he was in shock. He released a statement through his Twitter feed, and he said, "We're truly blessed that all on board escaped with no serious injuries, including our daughter, our two pilots, and our dog, Gus." He said, "I'm thankful for the quick response of my pilots, local law enforcement, emergency personnel, and hospital staff." That was the good news. He was actually going to be at the NASCAR Cup race at Bristol Motor Speedway, but he was excused from participating because, of course, of the shock of that and barely surviving it. I mean, look, it's just, it is really something to see. You just picture this plane, it's down on the ground, and it is on fire intensely in Tennessee. You would, if you were driving by, I would say, God bless those people, because there's just no way I would think anyone would have survived that. In fact, I've seen plane crashes. I covered a plane crash once, and I've never seen a video that was more scary than that, thinking, who could survive that? But they did. And so there's the great news for Dale Earnhardt and the little tiny baby. So that would have been incredibly sad for everyone, no matter what. And the fact that even the dog, everybody, boom, jumped out of the plane. That was it, and they made it to safety. Yay! Some good news, right? Yeah, some good news. All right, some more news. How about this? The Jurassic Park series has been so interesting to me because it's been around for a long time, and I was an adult by then, but I wasn't too old to appreciate it. And I read the books, of course. I read Michael Crichton's book, and Velociraptors to me are frightening. You know, I think of alligators on steroids when I think of those things. And what's interesting is the Jurassic World dinosaurs, they say, are coming to arenas this fall. They have a new traveling show, and I'm so curious about this live tour. I can only imagine what the live tour is like. I mean, because apparently they have T-Rexes and raptors and all kinds of dinosaurs that must be able to be... And they are only giving you little glimpses of it, but it looks like of the 25 plus that they have, there's your number, in these giant arenas, they're going to be able to move all over the place, and so it's going to feel like you're in the middle of a dinosaur country. I don't know. That's good. That's kind of the good thing and kind of the scary thing. I would think that little kids, because they could suspend... You know, it's like make-believe. No, it's not like make-believe. It's like real for them. Everybody else is like make-believe. I think it would. There might be a certain age where maybe it would be too young. You'd be too young to go to it because you'd be scared out of your mind. Just because you're pregnant doesn't mean, and you're funny, you can't earn money. I read this story about Amy Schumer, the comedian actress, and she... ranked 7th on Forbes 2019 list of highest earning stand-up comedians. And she brought in $21 million. So she was averaging about $500,000 in every city she toured. And she made more than all kinds of other comedians like Aziz Ansari, Jeff Dunham, etc. And then she, of course, had... a Netflix special called Growing, which highlighted the funny side of the journey of motherhood. But, wow, 7th on the list. And you think of knowing the journeys of some of these comedians, people don't realize even today they play, I mean, anything, they got to get in front of the mic, they got to test the material. And the unknown comics, the majority of them, by the way, make no money. No money. I mean, like, they're lucky if they get the $50, $100 for doing a show. So not the super famous ones that make millions of dollars. I'm saying those that are having a breakout, they could break out. They're funny, but they got to get on stages. They're making a rough living. I've had some friends that have gone into the comedy world or were in the comedy world, and the stories they tell me are crazy fun and funny, but also you're like eating Doritos in someone's van and you're all piling in it to go to whatever the next city is and trying to make people laugh and you're living and dying and breathing on the stage. I've talked about this before. I've, just for fun, done open mic nights a couple of times. And you want to talk about really testing your nerve. I would challenge anyone out there. And I know there's some funny listeners, but you don't have to necessarily think you're funny. But if you go to an open mic night and you stand on that stage, it's really interesting how you feel when you look out and try to make people laugh. I mean, that's the name of the game. Or you think you're funny. Everybody tells you're funny, but does it really work? And, of course, it depends on all the audiences. Do that. Do that experiment. That there's a big challenge. Do it. If anybody videotapes a little bit of it, I shouldn't say videotapes. If you take your phone, get someone to hold your phone and give us a little slice of it, I'll put it out there. Boy, that's a big incentive for someone, isn't it? And I'll send you a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, because you would be dealing your own destiny. There's no question about that if you decided to do it. I think it takes guts. I say bravo to people, and we've had comedians on the show. You've heard them. I say bravo to anybody who is brave enough to do that, because, like I said, they say public speaking is the number one thing, you know, people fear even more than death. And, of course, I do the speaking thing. But I think you add the element of comedy into it and it becomes really intriguing. I'll just say that. How about Target? They're going to sell their own eggs, milk, and even beet hummus. Even avocado toast salad. They have a new label. They have a flagship food brand. They're smart. Of course, why not? They got to do something. They're competing. They've got 1,800 locations across the country. So they're going to come up, they've already come up with it. They're going to put the food and beverage brand called Good and Gather is the brand that's going to be out there. They say by the end of 2020, the brand will include 2,000 products. It's going to be Target's largest store brand launch. So they're really banking on this. Now, check this out. The products are made without artificial flavors and sweeteners, synthetic colors, and the high fructose corn syrup, because we always hear how horrible that is, and carry a money-back guarantee so that you'll love every bite of it. If you don't, you get your money back. Wow, they are banking on this big time, that you're going to still get this great food you like, and it's not going to be crummy for you. Especially they're talking about cheese, granola, deli entries, fruit squeezers, things that sometimes it's not easy to get the sugar out of it. So now I'm curious. Even, I mean, they have me curious. What does it taste like? What is it going to taste like? I would assume if they're putting the, you know, betting the farm on this, that they feel like with all the tests they've done, that is pretty dang good. All right, music means that I will meet you in the next seg. See you there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Well, the president takes the long view on all of this.
That's counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, who says President Trump will make a deal with China when the time is right.
He takes the long view. He wants a better deal. He inherited a very imbalanced, non-reciprocal, unfair trade deficit with China.
Conway telling Fox News the White House committed to keeping up tariffs on Chinese imports until a trade deal is done.
He doesn't want to do a deal if it's a bad deal. Too many presidents in the past have done that. And, of course, it's nice to have the mainstream media finally covering the economy.
In other news, the white New York City police officer involved in the 2014 death of a black man, Eric Garner, fired. The video going viral back in the day, and now 5 years later, the New York City police commissioner with the announcement, the officer is out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Well, we're excited about our next guest. James McCann is in our virtual green room. And check this out. I'm going to give you a little bit of his background. He spent 20 years as a CEO where he oversaw some of the operations of some of the world's leading food retail businesses, including Tesco, very big name in Europe and Asia. And I'll tell you what, he's written this book that's called Startups and the Tech Revolution, The Essential Guide, which when I think about business and then I think of his background as not only that, as an investor, a board member, and an advisor to early stage companies that are disrupting the retail and consumer goods space, I think this is a book that you definitely need to read. So, James, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Kate.
Can you describe the tech revolution for us?
Yeah. So if you sort of zoom out and think about the biggest picture, you know, our society has been through a number of these big changes. You know, we started as hunter-gatherers, and then we became an agricultural society. And then sort of in the late 1700s, early 1800s, we transitioned to become an industrial society. And what's happening and what's been happening for the last 30 years or so is that we're now transitioning to this technological economy. And that is a major, major shift. Because, you know, we'd sort of all got used to working in the industrial economy, and now we're going to have to get used to living and working in the technological age. And I think it's going to be one of the biggest shifts in human history.
And so, James, where are we on the timeline of this? Are we already seeing this tech revolution, and so we can have a sense that we have, okay, I kind of get a feeling for how this is going to go, or are you describing something that's such a huge tidal wave coming that everything we've seen to date pales in comparison to what's to come?
Well, we've already seen a lot of changes. I mean, if you think back, you know, to 1950 and then think about today, you can already see how much change has happened in that very, very short period of time. What's happening is it's just it's broadening and it's accelerating. So, you know, the first part of this change was really around computers, microprocessors, you know, the TV. In the late 90s, you got this huge impact from the arrival of the internet. Then we had the huge impact of the smartphone revolution coming in. You know, it was only really in 2007 that started to impact. And what's happening now is it's happening across a whole array of areas, you know, whether it's, you know, genomics or nanotechnology or LIDAR technology, or the really big one is probably artificial intelligence. You've now got a whole bunch of these technological revolutions going on that are enabling society to change and change broadly and more quickly than it's ever had to do in the past.
Wow. So you're definitely describing from end to end fast, dramatic change. Should people listening to this be excited by the tech revolution?
I think, as with most things, people should be both excited and concerned. I personally am probably 80% excited and 20% concerned. We have the opportunity in the coming 20 years to redefine what it is that we believe about human society. I really believe that the change is going to be that profound. And so we can push that in a direction, you know, of a society that we would all want to live in. But if we don't act, and if we just have everything happening to us, then there is a danger that society will end up being significantly worse for a very significant proportion of the population. And I think that's our opportunity and our risk in the coming two decades.
We're talking with James McCann. He's the author of the new Forbes book, Startups and the Tech Revolution, The Essential Guide. By the way, we're going to continue this interview by podcast, so you can also find it at Forbes Book. There's one of those edits we were talking about, James. You can also find it at ForbesBooks.com/radio. In addition to being the author of the book Startups and the Tech Revolution, The Essential Guide, he has a very, very deep background in consumer goods and retail. Today he's an investor, a board member, an advisor, a speaker. And one of the things I want to ask you, James, is as we're looking at this tech revolution, it seems to me that on one hand, there's a lot of players who need to act to get ready for this. And I think it's pretty clear we're not ready for this. But some of the players who need to act, ironically, seem to me young people, millennials, people who are in school today, and also their parents. It seems to me that parents need to be prepared so that they have a place in the workforce today and tomorrow. And young people need to be looking ahead to make sure that they have a place in the workforce for a very, very long time and that they really profit from it instead of being left behind.
Greg, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I think, you know, this tech revolution is going to impact everyone in society. And so everybody needs to research what it means, start to understand what the impact for them and their families may be and their businesses if they're running a company. And then they need to start to think about how they're going to manage and cope as this change continues to accelerate and broaden. I think younger people are just going to have to live with, you know, these changes for much longer. And those changes will continue to broaden and accelerate because the biggest single shift in moving from, you know, the industrial economy to the technological economy is that everything is going to change at that accelerating technological pace. You know, we all know how our computers and our telephones, you know, seem to change every 3 years and we have to update to a new model. That's just going to happen now across most aspects of our society. And people are going to need to learn to live with that. I don't think there is an opt-out clause. I think people are going to be in this, and they can choose, you know, to try to make the most of it and turn our society into something better, But if they ignore it, it's likely that it will have a negative impact on their lives.
Yeah, I like the way you put that, James, in talking about the accelerating pace of this, moving from the Industrial Revolution to the technology era that we're in that's really exploding. What do you tell people who are reluctant to embrace that, where they say, I just can't use, I can't tell you, sometimes younger and sometimes older, as I'm a speaker and I speak all over the place, and I hear people say, I just don't care. I'm going to go back to the old way of doing it. I can't understand this technology. I don't want to learn it. I don't have time. What do you say to those people who are, as you were mentioning there, reluctant?
Well, the good news for some of those people is that the way the technology is evolving is likely to make it much simpler for them to interface with technology and the tech revolution. You know, the fact that we're going to be able to interface by voice, you know, the fact that we're going to probably within a decade be able to interface directly from our brains with computers and with technology. That is being developed as we speak. You know, the U.S. DARPA organization has put billions of dollars into that research because they want to be able to provide, you know, veterans coming back from the wars with missing limbs, with artificial limbs that can move and feel. And so we are going to be directly interfacing the human mind with the world of technology around it. And that is literally happening now. There is, I think the latest example I saw was a disabled fighter pilot who's now able to control three F-15 fighter jets with his mind alone. So that is going to make it easier for everybody to interact and interface with this world. But I think there is no option to not do it unless you're prepared to sort of move off grid in a pretty substantial way. Everybody who's in work and who's living in mainstream society is going to have to manage these changes as they happen.
What's fascinating me as I read the book, James, and the book title is Startups and the Tech Revolution, The Essential Guide. It's really fascinating to me that you're really approaching this from a couple of different angles. The Essential Guide part is a perfect subtitle for the book because you're really breaking down how businesses, startups begin and what's key for them to be successful. And I suspect that part of the message here is that we as individuals are going to have to start thinking of ourselves almost like startups and reinventing ourselves every few years as the technology around us changes every few years.
I think that's one of, I think if we just look at the broader picture, society as a whole, I believe, is going to have to rethink what it values. Today, we value economic worth. And I think we're going to have to broaden that to be valuing societal worth. And then within that, we're going to have to take a whole bunch of actions in order to help people to make this transition to have worthwhile lives in the tech age and in the robot age. I think we're going to have to help people to retrain. I think we're going to have to help people to reduce the amount of sort of normal work that they do to become much more entrepreneurial and do much more voluntary types of work. And I think we're going to have to put a safety net in place where we essentially redistribute some of the gains from the tech age to enable people to have a safety net underneath them. And the point that you're making, Greg, you know, the sort of middle section of the book is really to say to people that within that world, one big way of them having a meaningful role and a life is to become much more entrepreneurial, is to, you know, we're already seeing it with the gig economy. But that's just going to broaden, and we're all going to be working for ourselves, whether it's as entrepreneurs or as intrapreneurs within organizations. We're going to be much more, we're going to need to be much more self-starting, going to need to be much, much more able to transition our businesses as the world evolves around us.
Wow, it's fascinating stuff. James, I'm wondering if you can do another segment with us, because we'd love to have you back on and continue this conversation.
I'd love to.
Great. James McCann is the author of Startups and the Tech Revolution, The Essential Guide, and we look forward to our next conversation with James.
Thank you. Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
So you're going to love my next guest, because I like the fact that she's written a novel based on crazy things that happened to her that were unexplainable. Did you ever feel that way? Yeah, an author's corner. We've introduced you to a few people that have written about what they know and wrapped it into a novel. And again, it's that something that's unexplained. So Amy Van Gogh has been shrouded in mysteries, as she would say, and puzzles from paranormal events, which led to all kinds of things that have happened in her life situations, and it reflects part of her life, and it's that unexplainable thing. So she's written a book called Enigma and Crucijadas del Destino, and it talks about this in the character, like I said, in the novel. So you think of the main character, and I'm just going to set this up for you, and the main character is Sue, who is a young forensic who works at the most advanced research center in all of Argentina. She and her boss and her partner are involved in a series of mysteries that have begun with a strange email received that has come in about a murder. So Amy Van Gogh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you to you for giving me the opportunity to talk about this book. It's really an adventure. I worked very hard to avoid it, but here we are.
Yeah, and so I set up Sue, who is the as a forensic. Do you do that? Is that your line of work?
No, it's not. It doesn't. I work as a writer and in psychology, so no, it's not.
Ah, but the psychology comes into play. So the psychology definitely comes into play. What made you decide to write the book? How did you decide, like, oh, I'm going to put it, this is just too wild. I need to put a spin on this. I need to write this story.
Well, it's something that comes very hard. I don't know, a long time ago, around 2011, but I need to write something very interesting, something different. Because I started seeing a lot of books that I read was like try to make some mystery in the life or talk about so much about unexpected things but go very, very far from the reality and doesn't make the mix that sometimes it really is for a lot of people that work in both worlds, spiritually and real life. And the other part, I am a fan from John Katzenbach. I love the way he writes. So I'm trying thinking, well, what happens if I can mix the way that it works Narnia and other stuff and switch or make this twist like John Katzenbach did in one of his books. So that's the main idea of the other thing is that I'm struggling with thinking about the unsolved mysteries that we have in our world, like, for example, Jack the Ripper, that we never know who he was, or the Zodiac, that until today they want to fix out the inscriptions that he left, and no one knows who was, and all the clues that he left out behind. That's the inspire for something shortly, but that's the way.
Yes, so I like that. You think of the mysteries that are unsolved, and Jack the Ripper, there's been so many movies based on that, so many books, because we didn't understand Jack the Ripper. It's unexplainable. What does it mean? And the Zodiac was another great example of people fearful, not understanding what does that mean, people getting attacked, that whole kind of thing. So, wow, how interesting. And then talking about a predator, you know, what the predator can do. And in your book, you talk about the predator. Writing the book, how hard was that for you, Amy? Did you have to discipline yourself to write at certain times of the day?
Not exactly. I have to organize my mind because in that time, I wasn't starting my master's degree. I was teaching at college. So I need to, the imagination start coming. So I try to figure out when I finish my task. I type a chapter and then I check it. It was very strange. But I finished. I don't have that type of holiday write.
I got it. So, and here you were studying for the masters right in the middle of that whole thing.
Yes.
What do you hope, and this is an adventure, sci-fi, enigma, and Cruciatus del Destino, what do you hope the reader takes away from the book?
Well, I think the person that read the book, it was very interesting because they said that it has the balance between the world worlds, but as I told you, and I wondered, let them know the reality that sometimes in this time you are going to have an experience thing and you can handle if you try to think about it. Sometimes you need to feel it. Sometimes we are around a lot of stranger things and we don't put attention because we are so involved in other things that we can manage everything of that. So that's the thing that I want, that they start learning more about the reality that is happening until today and to live the present and value all the things that they have.
Ah,
because
I like it.
Today, today you have something, but 30 minutes going to pass and you're not going to still here. So you need to live the best way you can all this time. And it's part of the scenarios that I put in the book, that today you are here and the other 5 minutes you will be in nowhere. And you feel all your fears. You need to avoid all that fears about lonely, about die, about everything that all the humans have in some time of on your life. So it's like, forget about this and focus on the things that really is really important to you. Your family, your parents, all of that.
I like that. So focus on what's important to you. Don't dwell on the other things, your fears, etc. That's a great message. Amy, if somebody wants to get your book, can they get it on Amazon? Where can they get your book?
Yes, you can get it on Amazon in Lit Fire 2. It's an ebook. You can search on the web and you can find it. It's a very common place that you can find the book. And it's really going to help you to understand a lot of things about you, because to understand this book, basically the first 12 chapters are a little complicated because that's the introduction for the next book that I'm writing right now. But this will help you a lot.
So, I like that. So you're writing another book, and so that's something to look forward to.
Yeah. The other book is Enigma. You mentioned Clue.
So like a follow to that. Very good. All right, Amy Van Gogh, again, you can pick the book up. You can pick it up at Amazon or any place where books are sold, as Amy mentioned. And the great message there at the end, of course, is to face your fears and just live your life. Amy, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
All right, so interesting, and see already, it's just like so many writers here on Author's Corner where you think, well, can I write a book? I have the story idea, the unexplained. I'm thinking of stories, as Amy said, like Jack the Ripper or Zodiac, and she comes up with a character, sits down, and even though she's getting her master's, she finds the time to write the book, and then here she's got a second book that's, you know, right there ready to come out as well. And we find that happens. It's interesting because even in my world, that's what my nephew said to me. What's next? What's your next book? So bravo to anyone. And that's the idea behind doing Author's Corner, who writes a book. And in this book, it is about, as I said, the character, a young forensic who works at the most advanced, picture this, research center in all of Argentina. Her boss and her partner are involved in a series of mysteries that start with a strange email, and their boss gets it. It's about a murder. And in an email, they call the person the Predator. So the Predator has discovered the location of dimensional doors. The dimensional doors, I'm very curious about with the Predator. And can you imagine? And that's all I'm going to tell you about the book. But the name of it is Enigma, Encrucijadas del Destino. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.